Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are here watching Taylor.
Yes, we are.
What's going on? This is what a day.
What a day.
I got myself a little chai latte to give myself an infusion of energy before this because we need the highest energy of all time to discuss that our girl is going to the Super Bowl.
She's going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Oh my God. Like
Taylor Swift's boyfriend is going to the Super Bowl.
Baby's first AFC championship. Oh my God, we're so proud of her.
Yeah.
All the hard work that she did.
Yes.
Yes, the major news of the week is that the Kansas City Chiefs have moved on past the AFC championship. They beat the Baltimore Ravens and are now going to the Super Bowl opposite the San Francisco 49ers.
Boo.
Never thought about that once. The only thing I know about the 49ers, and I don't even think he's still on there, is Jimmy Garoppolo still on there?
No. He is injured. He is very
hot. Okay, he's injured. Very hot. Only reason why I knew. Christian McCaffrey over there, though, who is dating. Oh, wait. So we talked about this a little bit on radio today, but well, actually, save that for later. Let's talk about Taylor first, and then we'll get into the logistics of the game itself, which when you really break it all down is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not. So there's a couple TikToks going off, breaking down the dates and adding up to 13 and all this bullshit, which are insane. So let's get all into all that in a minute. But first I want to say that the fact, one, that after oh my God, wait. No, we have to go all the way back because of this shit happened at the end of last week. I'm forgetting. The AI images.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe. Okay, so what I was about to say was that I can't believe, or I can believe, and I'm so proud of Taylor for going to this game and supporting her man and going on the field and, like, doing all this shit, despite the fact that she's currently under, like, attack from fucking psychos on the internet.
Disgusting people.
We didn't talk about this really that much.
I know. I didn't really
want to,
like.
I didn't want to either. And, like, and even now I'm kind of like, oh, whatever. But. Yeah. Last week, there's a problem that we all know about that has to do with AI-generated images when it concerns people's likenesses and what people do with people's faces on these AI images and spread them around. They've gotten to the point where AI images are very realistic to the point where, like, it's not that we think it's real. It just looks so real that it's like, whoa,
it's jarring.
It's like, it's jarring. And it's like, I can't, like, it's fucked up what people are doing with AI. And unfortunately, Taylor Swift is a victim of this AI situation where people had depicted her, you know, in these, like, these
just
vile, nasty
graphic
photos, super graphic, like, sexual stuff, like, horrible shit.
Yeah.
Went all over Twitter. Immediately got taken all off Twitter, so don't even bother looking. But the what's interesting about this is that now the discussion about AI rules and regulations is being brought up again, as it has been every couple of months for the past like year or so since it's become a little more mainstream.
Because she's not the first female famous person to have this happen to her, which
not
is
at all.
So sad.
Not at all.
But yeah.
But so the issue at hand obviously is targeted harassment, privacy, depicting images in like in an inappropriate way, like all this without lack of consent, like all this stuff. It's fucking crazy. And this happens all over the place, happens in schools all the time. It falls under the revenge porn category. Like, it's really fucked up, but it's state by state regulated.
Okay.
So they can't get a hold on, like, a national law for AI imaging. And Taylor Swift's now at the middle of it, and she is moving the needle in a way that people are, like, people are paying attention.
Yeah.
And I said that it's a shame that it's taken someone as famous as Taylor Swift for someone to start paying attention to the dangers of AI, you know, whatever it is.
Like generated
images. Generated
images,
which is so fucked up. People, I'm reading stories every other day about people who are victims of this in high school and stuff, like girls.
Yeah.
Guys will, like, make these AI images, spread them all over the school, and these girls will be like, that's not me, like, that's fake. And it's like, you know they're fake, but crosses the bridge of, like, imagination and
it
reality,
just, like, it's
and
so
that to
violating
me is
because of
extremely
I think it's
violating.
Even well, not to compare if it was real or not, but, like, something about having, like, an image of yourself and you have to be like, that's not me, like, I don't know, it's just so unfair and just so disgusting. It's just
it's really horrible. And I think that I, you know, I hate that this happened, but if it does bring this issue to the forefront of issues that we're dealing with right now, then I think that's, you know, at least something good came out of it.
Yeah.
I think that that it's long overdue. I think that AI and all of these technological advancements that are coming out lately are just coming out too fast. People don't know what to do.
Yeah.
People are confused.
Well, they had a lot of issues with that with, like, the SAG, like, deal, right? Like, they, like, wanted to add some stuff into the SAG, the strike, when they What's were, that? Like...
Oh, yeah.
The
yes.
SAG-AFTRA. They, yes. were, they, like, added in some AI clauses, I guess, because, mm-hmm. Like writers' jobs were getting taken by AI.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, completely. It is scary. It's scary.
It's scary. Like, it scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, because
AI does not interest me in the way that it interests other people. It scares
all we see in movies is AI is dangerous. Like, we don't want AI. Like, Odyssey, Space Odyssey, and, like, even, like, fucking WALL-E, where the AI, like, steering wheel takes over.
And, like, and people think, like, oh, yeah, this is exciting, like, technology, whatever, advancements. Like, people get pumped up about it. And I'm kind of like, all right, I understand, like, you know, life-bettering things or things that make everything easier, whatever. But I don't think this is me acting like the people who, you know, when the internet was first coming out, people were like, it's dangerous. Mm. Like, they were right, by the way.
Yeah.
The internet's fucking dangerous.
It is.
But it's have to regulate it and control it in a way that keeps people safe. And with AI, it's the Wild Wild West right now.
Yeah.
It's unregulated. It's ridiculous.
Did I send you that tweet that was like, Swifties are doxing people again? The world is at peace.
Yes, I did, and I love that. Because, yes. Because
the guy who started it, I guess, they straight up doxed him and found out where he lived.
They found him. It was like two people, right?
Yeah, two people,
And who were spreading these pictures around. Good.
Yeah,
good.
I hope I'm glad he got doxed.
I said, I wrote in that same blog about it, because, the reason I wrote a blog about it finally is because over the weekend she became unsearchable on Twitter. Still
yes,
is.
Yes.
Like, you can search, you know, you can search specifics like Taylor Swift Chiefs game and pictures will come up or whatever, but if you search Taylor Swift on Twitter/X, nothing will come up.
Yeah.
No results. Still is happening to this day. And I think that, first of all, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, literally called up Elon Musk and was like, keep my fucking name off your lips, is what she said. And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's that. Because it got to the point where it was, you know, what people don't understand about spreading images like that alongside hate is that it's inviting people to hate on this, mm-hmm. and it's inviting people to share these things out of spite
as to
harm someone.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
It's allowing, like, the worst type of people to come out of the woodwork and repost this shit and think it's funny and, like, it's just disturbing.
It's disturbing is the correct word. It's disturbing, it's violating, and
this
honestly,
Instagram,
like, really, like, shakes me to my core thinking about it. Like, it's horrible.
So this Instagram account that I followed, some stupid meme account, like, every time I opened my phone, they kept posting the AI things of Taylor, and I was on FaceTime with my friend, and I was like, this is, like, it's, like, making me sick to my stomach. Like, I obviously unfollowed them. I reported their account, and they ended up getting kicked off Instagram.
I mean, like,
thank
good.
God.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
No,
get the fuck out.
I literally reported them right away. I don't care. Whatever. Like, it was terrible. And, you know, like, I see, like, it was getting so many likes, and people were commenting, like, this is so funny. Like,
it's not funny.
It gave me such a heebie-jeebies.
It's fucking gross, because people think, like, oh, it's... You know, you think back to times where people would do, like, inappropriate cartoons or something, drawings, whatever. Those were always violating as well, but there was a cartoon on a piece of paper, and it was kind of like, roll your eyes at this unseemly joke and, like, move on.
Yeah.
This is not like that.
No.
This is, like...
It's so realistic.
The most realistic way you can do it without it being real. And to me...
that's one of the biggest proponents of
it. And I've been seeing a lot of conversation about it, and I agree entirely, is that the people that want to do this and want to spread these kind of things want control over someone else, want to feel like they have...
I'm pretty sure the guy, like, tried to claim that he was a Swiftie.
No, it's that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm a Swiftie? Like, are you out of your fucking mind? I want to see... I don't know if I sent it to you. I might not have. I was really going off, like, about this. No, I didn't send it to you, but I thought maybe I favorited it. But anyway, so... There are a lot of there's a lot of discussion about it, and I think that there'll be a greater discussion about it in the coming, you know, weeks, months, years, until we figure this the fuck out.
Yeah.
I think that it's gotten so out of control. It's gotten really
out of control. It's out of control, and it's just, like, really sad.
Yeah.
And really, really, really disgusting. Like, think about this happening to, like, your friend, your sister, your...
Exactly. Whoever. Your mother, like, your daughter, like, your, you know,
why
anybody.
Why would you ever repost or share something like that? It just, it speaks volumes to the type of people who would do something like that. And, yeah, it just gave me such a gross feeling seeing it. Like, oh, I can't imagine how she felt.
And there's just so much hate. I, you know, I said that, too, that Twitter right now is the most... easily the most toxic app. Like, if I'm not on Twitter, I'm living a great life. Like, you know, I'm nothing going on. But, and I don't know if it's the corner of Twitter that I'm on or something. If I've accidentally, because I have so much hate like coming my way all the time, if like it's my timeline has fallen into that hate cesspool.
Hater, yeah.
Holy shit, it's just gross. And you know, I don't want to get on my feminist soapbox too high, but it's always fucking men. Like, why is it always men? Like,
I don't know.
I don't understand it. And especially with the AI image thing, like, it's all these men resharing it. It's all the dads, Brads, and Chads who are pissed off being like, oh, well, yeah, because they feel like Taylor has taken something from them, so they want to take something from her.
Yeah.
Her consent is what they want to take from her. And that, to me, is fucking disgusting. Yeah. And to not be able to draw that connection when you're doing something like that tells me that you have brain damage and you can't be taken seriously as a member of society. I'm sorry. Totally. Like, it's just, it's insane how thoughtless people can be when it comes to understanding what they're doing online and in directing people towards something that can be hateful or demoralizing or, you know, just having something with lack of consent. Like, I keep saying that phrase, but that's really what it is.
It
is. That's the worst part about it. It's like, if Taylor Swift posted those pictures of herself, then, you know, what can you say?
Different conversation,
but she did not. And so that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't do that. Can't
really,
do
really
it.
Fucked up.
But yeah, so despite all of that going on, I'm really, really glad that she still went to the game.
Me too.
And I'm really, really glad that they won.
Yeah.
And I think that the Ravens did, you know, their best. But unfortunately.
Unfortunately, the what's the saying? Like, the stones didn't fall in
there. Stones didn't fall in the right way. Yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That is the way the cookie crumbles.
And that loser little freak.
Oh, my God. What a fucking
I guess he's, like,
loser.
Known online for being, like, a little freak.
Oh, is he, like, a troll? Like, on
I
purpose?
I think so. He's, like, a troll
because
on purpose.
Because here's the thing. If that video was, like, in jest making fun of football player, like, or fans or whatever, then I'm cracking the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I think it was too serious for it. So there's a video of a guy painted his nails, fuck Swift, right?
Yeah,
is that what
yes.
they said? And then had her 1989 album, like, in his hands and was standing outside of a Target.
The vinyl, yeah.
And was like, fuck Taylor Swift, blah, blah, some bullshit.
Yeah.
And then, like, took one of the records out and threw it on the ground. But it wasn't
but
even...
But it wasn't even
it was
the record.
Like a random
Yeah, it was like a
record.
Random vinyl that he must have put in there.
Which, if that was a fake video, like, for outrage, then bravo. Like, bravo. Yeah. That was a fucking hilarious video and had a lot of thought put into it. And, like, obviously this is fake. We knew that the record was fake on the floor.
Yeah. Because you know that the Target 1989 Taylor's version is Tangerine.
Exactly, it's Tangerine.
Thank you.
And none of her records, I don't think, are
I don't think
just
any
black.
Of them are just black.
Yeah,
yeah.
No. So, yeah, he got some random records. So if it was fake, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it really got me going. But if it was real, as usual, the football fans are not doing any favors to themselves.
Yeah, like,
when it comes to...
You think
to,
they would learn their lesson by
you
now.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
Like,
and they
you
didn't.
Come after the queen, you're going to get...
They didn't win. We had a lot of aggressive behavior during the game.
Oh.
A lot of people... what's his face? Jackson pushing somebody to the ground.
Jackson Mahomes?
Or no. No, Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
Or was it the other guy? Flowers. Zay Flowers.
Oh.
Zay Flowers and Lamar Jackson of the Ravens were both doing a lot of shit yesterday.
Oh.
Somebody was, like, dropping balls. Zay Flowers was
Zay
dropping
Flowers
balls.
Zay Flowers dropping, yeah.
And then I think either Lamar or Zay was, like, pushed one of the Chiefs, like, on the ground when he was already there.
Oh.
Someone jumped on Pat Mahomes after he had already thrown the ball.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like
they
that.
They got a rough in the past.
They were playing, unnecessary roughness.
Yeah.
I know, I'm learning.
Yeah.
But all of the... all that bullshit kept happening, and they're all bitter, and they're all mad. And I know it's a high-stakes game. I know.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I think from my perspective of watching the game, Lamar was just trying too hard. I think maybe the media got to him.
Totally.
He wasn't doing what he does best, and he runs the ball really well. He doesn't throw the ball that well, and he kept trying to throw the ball because I think he was trying to prove all the haters wrong.
I know. I don't know why he was doing that. I noticed that he's always running the ball. Like, he'll,
yeah, because
at
he's
one point
super
I said,
fast.
I said, Lamar Jackson, ball hog? I was like, give it up. Like, what are you doing? But hilarious. He's really good at it. He's very good at like finding the space. Finding the pocket, running through.
Very nice. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. I watched one game. That's all I know. But so all interesting stuff. And I think that it's fascinating to me watching, you know, from the perspective of like, I have no skin in this game. Mm. I just want the Chiefs to win because I want Taylor Swift to go to the Super Bowl and whatever. But it is interesting to see the difference, you know, in play. And also the minute that the team starts to like flounder, like you can tell, like you can tell like, oh, no, they're starting to choke. They're starting to, you know, they're getting a little aggressive here. Like one thing once happens it, and it's like a domino effect.
Once the team starts to get like super unnecessarily aggressive, that's when you know, like, it was the last resort.
I was like, oh, it's over. Yeah. Oh, it's over. And it was. So we have our girl headed over. So for those who are trying to do the math, we've done it a million times now since September.
So I watched a TikTok and a woman said that she, or actually I think it was Jack Mack. I believe it was Jack Mack said that she could get back to the United States by like dinner time the night before.
Oh,
like 8 p.m., 10 p.m.
100%.
Yeah.
Because she...
Because they're 12 and a half hours ahead. Mm-hmm. The concert starts at 6. It's around 3 hours. Sometimes 3 hours and 15 minutes. Sometimes it can go longer. So we can round to 4.
For some reason, I thought the concert started at 7. Everyone kept saying 6.
It's
but
6. I believe the doors open at 6.
Got it. I was going to say, cause it says 7 to 11 on her thing.
Yeah. 7 is when the openers start. And then 8
she's
is
always
when she
8.
Goes on.
Yeah.
But yeah, 6 is when the doors open. Mm-hmm. But yeah, by the time that the concert ends in Tokyo, she gets on a flight. Mm-hmm. Tokyo is 12 hours ahead. Mm-hmm. So you're going 12 hours behind.
Traveling back in time.
So she has like, she has 34 hours to get back to the United States. And
something
it only
like that.
Yeah, and it only takes like 12
she's
hours.
She's got a shit ton of time, is what we're hearing. Yeah. Is that she has a shit ton of time to get back. Whether she leaves immediately after her concert or she waits until morning, she'll make it on time no matter what. And as far as we know, she's going. Like, she's on the field last night.
Yeah,
she's going to the Super Bowl.
Like,
she's showing up.
I will be shocked if she does not go.
Shocked.
Because
Absolutely shocked.
And based off the conversations that you could hear from all the videos and stuff of her on the field, like, she was truly in awe. Like, she was like,
it was so
I can't
cute.
Believe this. I can't believe what I saw. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, this was the best thing ever. She clearly has had no experience like this ever, winning something so crazy and being a part of a team like this and whatever. So, to me, it's a no-brainer that she's going to go.
I completely agree. I think, too, that we've got to get a cool outfit, right? She's got to wear a cool outfit to the Super Bowl, like a big, like, something.
I know, but that's
Vegas,
it, like,
too.
Is Kristen Juszczyk's not going to make the opposing team
that's
some
what,
fun
that's
fits.
Oh, so I'm glad you brought that up, because for those who don't realize, the this Super Bowl, what Super Bowl number is this? Do we know?
58.
Bowl
5 plus 8?
13.
Yes.
Super Bowl 58. 13. It's over. Yeah. Like, it's over. It's over. Also, it's on. Super Bowl is on 2-11.
Yeah. 13. And it's her 13th game.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
So, what people don't know about Super Bowl 58 is that it's actually the game of the Wags. It is not the game of the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers. It's the game of Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes versus Olivia Culpo and
Kristen Juszczyk.
Kristen Juszczyk.
They should have them do like a 2-on-2 capture the flag or flag football during halftime.
Something. Like, I hope that these four women get a photo together. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
like,
Because
I feel like obviously that's going to happen. Because, like, Kristen has been making, she made something for Olivia. She made stuff for Taylor.
Right.
She made stuff for Brittany. And, you know, we're crossing enemy lines to say
I know,
hello.
But I was going to say, are they going to, like...
I feel like, yeah. I feel like the Wags
have
to sit together.
If I was them, I'd be like, I don't give... If my husband was on the Niners, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. I'm getting a picture with Taylor Swift.
Of course. Are you fucking kidding me? Well, that's the thing, too, with Kristen, is that she makes stuff for other people. Like, she's not exclusive to the 49ers.
Right.
She also seems to be... you know, I'll say this. I don't know when... All of a sudden, Olivia's sniffing around. I never saw or heard them talking out, hanging out, anything. Kristen and Olivia. Maybe I just missed it. But now all of a sudden they're
yeah, I don't really know their lore, because I really only
I don't know
knew
either.
About Kristen when she made the
same
coats.
I never knew about her before that.
Yeah.
But she does a fantastic job, as we all know. And so this will be interesting. It's going to be like real life Zoolander Hans showing up to the thing.
Yeah.
Who, you know, who's wearing what. Kristen and Olivia have their custom Juszczyk stuff.
They're going to.
And then what are Taylor and Brittany going to wear? Are they all going to match? Like,
if they're
going
to have to get their own, like, custom designers.
They might
or
have
someday,
to. They
yeah.
might have to for good juju. You know what I mean? You never,
right.
you never
you don't
know.
Want to like, wear the opposing team's wife's.
Yeah.
Design.
Right. Like, what? We're in a pickle. Like, support a woman business, but also, girl, that might be bad juju. I don't know.
Right. I think this time being, it's justifiable
it's
to
just,
not
yes.
go with her designs.
Yes.
Or her clothing.
I think that it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am excited about this happening because I feel like unintentionally or maybe intentionally for the conspiracy theorists who think that all of this has been orchestrated by the NFL mm-hmm. to right down to, you know, to every last detail. I do like that there are more, maybe this sounds stupid, but there are more things to be invested in with the Super Bowl than just the game
itself.
Oh,
totally.
Like,
totally.
It's fun. Like, yeah. There's so much to do, so much to talk about, so much to think about, so many relationships. Who's going to act like
I mean,
what? Like, it's
think
it's
about all
it's
the
like
years.
A, it's like a big reunion episode or like a Real Housewives
totally.
Or like something. It's a grand finale.
Totally.
It's a grand finale of the show that we've all been watching for 6 months. And like, and we're all going to tune in at the same time.
Yeah.
And it has every element you want. It's got the pop star. It's got the football player. It's got the opposing team as a pop, has a not a pop star but like a Miss Universe and a fashion designer and like, you know, all this other bullshit, and they're like a younger couple, they just got married or they just got engaged or whatever, right? They just got engaged, Olivia and Christian McCaffrey, and so, you know, it's like it's all this young love and like they're all popular in their own worlds and they're all coming
totally.
together, and I'm dying to know how it ends. I need to know how this season ends.
I know. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like the Super Bowl, if your team's not in it, then why do you care? The halftime show. Mm-hmm. It depends on who's performing. If you're a big fan, like obviously
Usher this year.
Usher, yeah. Like
I like Usher.
A lot of women who aren't into football, I feel like, watch Super Bowl for the halftime show. And now
and the commercials
yeah,
as
the
well.
Commercials,
I
yeah,
always
yeah,
watch
yeah.
the commercials.
And now you have so many more outliers for a reason to watch. So yeah, it is kind of just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this might be the most watch Super Bowl ever.
Has to be. Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that as well, because I'm trying to think if it was E! News that posted it. Somebody posted the impact that Taylor has had on the NFL. Like, how much money she generated or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw
that. It's like
that.
$331 million.
Yeah,
I wanted
yeah.
to get the number right. Maybe Chicks in the Office posted it. And you want to scream, don't call me kid, don't call me baby.
Song has been stuck in my head for like
me
all
too.
Weekend.
I can knock it out of my head.
Yeah.
Damn, I cannot find the exact number, but somewhere somebody said that Taylor Swift has the publicity and the ratings and everything. She's brought the equivalent of like $331 million worth of like advertising.
It's crazy.
Just by being at the games.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And people are showing an interest and people want to, you know, they want to be alongside something with her, and she's into football, so we're all getting into football.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched more football this year than I ever had in my life because of Taylor Swift. And yes, I'm interested in her, but I got into the game. Yesterday I was very into the game.
Totally.
It was exciting, high stakes, lots on the line.
Yeah.
I'm learning all these people. I'm figuring out their body language. It's fun. It's fun. It's like, you know, and I get that it's fun. I get why people like it. But, you know, I was never interested in any of it, really, before.
Yeah.
I had a reason to be.
Yeah.
And so this is a reason to be. So I can't imagine a world where this isn't the most watched Super Bowl.
Me neither.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
At what point do you think that she has had, like, you think she's had a meeting with the NFL at this point? Not in terms of,
like
not
Goodell.
Like, yeah, like, not in the way of, like, hey, I want something out of this, but more of, like, all right, we need to start, like, setting some regulations on how much you're, like, you're clearly taking advantage of my presence now.
Well, I saw this
Can
crazy...
you, eat? Like, please stop, maybe?
Yeah.
They didn't show her as much on the screen at the game yesterday, which I was privileged, you know, I'm sure
I don't
she
know
liked.
How accurate this is. I don't know if I sent it to you, but someone, like, some data, it was, like, how often they actually show Taylor Swift, and it was, like, only, like a really, really small percentage.
It's a super small percentage. You did send this to me, but I don't remember
where it is. Yeah, I don't remember what
it was
it
an
was.
Extremely
it was like,
small percentage of time
it was like shockingly small, where I was like, oh, I thought it was way more
it
than
was
that.
Like 30 seconds total out of the whole game or something, and that's like, and it was only on touchdowns, it was like maybe between like right before a commercial or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was never during game time. Mm-hmm. And it was always replays and stuff,
so
and,
silly
and
people
it.
Are so dramatic
so
but
silly,
yeah I don't
so
know
mad.
I doubt that she's like talk to anyone about that kind of stuff. Because I feel like she probably would want to, like, keep the NFL life for Travis, and she, you know what
I mean? No, for sure. I don't mean in the way of, like, getting paid. I more so mean in the way of, like, hey, you're at this point, you're clearly taking advantage of my presence. Please stop. Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, like, this is for, like, I'm not the star here.
Right, can you
back off?
Right.
And show me less.
Well, it seemed like when they showed her on the screen, I don't know if it was this game or last game, when she was like, she was like, go away, please.
Yes, it seemed like she said it, because they were talking about the Grammys. And so they showed her that Grammys are on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. And then they went up to Taylor Swift. And then I guess they had
she was like, oh, the Grammys.
They had a TV in their thing with them. So that's that. And the Grammys are on Sunday, which I'm excited about.
Yes.
Wait, but I want to pull up this video.
I keep seeing conflicting reports about if she's performing or not. Like, Chicks in the Office tweeted that she was performing, and then I saw that she wasn't.
I haven't heard either way, but you know who I did see is performing?
Who?
And it's unclear of whether or not they're going to be performing alone. Oh. Is Joni Mitchell.
Oh.
Is performing. And Joni Mitchell is a huge idol of Taylor's.
Oh.
Joni Mitchell is a singer-songwriter. She's like Taylor Swift, but you know, 20 years older.
Right.
And same vibes, same, you know, not like the pop stuff, but the soulful writing and singing and expressing your feelings and like heartbreak and whatever. That's our girl, Joni Mitchell. We fucking love her. So, but I thought it was an interesting way that they worded it when they're like, Joni Mitchell to perform at the Grammys, unclear of whether or not she's performing alone.
Okay.
And I was like, And then I was like, who would even perform with her? Taylor Swift.
Didn't she do a cover of her song?
I think
song?
So, yeah. Yeah.
What?
I don't know which song. I don't know.
But she wore that like iconic, like full black jumpsuit. I'm pretty sure, right?
Oh, was it the? Oh yeah, it was.
Or I don't know.
Was it for like a Hall of Fame?
Yeah, but I don't know if that was, Joni Mitchell or not. Hold on, Taylor Swift Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't know if she would be.
Oh no, Carole King. Sorry, it was Carole King.
Carole King. Yeah, was who she. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
but
oops,
still,
sorry.
Joni Mitchell is
also love Carole King.
Yes, yeah, so it says people ask, was Taylor Swift influenced by Joni Mitchell? Joni Mitchell, a feminist hero, her lyrical honesty is enough to make you fall in love with her unorthodox compositions. Hmm. As Taylor Swift aspired for lyrical greatness and a sense of feminist empowerment, Joni Mitchell was a source of inspiration. So I just kind of something tells me that they could collect, like
do a little.
If Taylor does something, collab. It could be a little bit of a Joni Mitchell medley, which I would love.
I would love that.
I wonder why she's doing it. That was the only thing I didn't see. Joni Mitchell Grammys. Oh, not TikTok. Jesus.
I know. Is it some sort of milestone for Joni Mitchell?
Grammys. I mean, she's been around forever. Something. She is getting. Oh, she's nominated. Her folk album is nominated. Joni Mitchell at Newport.
Oh.
And she's, Grammy performance debut. She's never performed at the Grammys before.
Go off, Joni.
Also, Billy Joel is performing. Dua Lipa, Travis Scott, Billie Eilish.
Love that.
I'm excited for the Grammy. I always like the Grammys.
Travis Scott.
Who gives a fuck, honestly? Travis Scott, really?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. First time in her legendary career she's performing.
Wow.
Joni Mitchell. Wow, that's so exciting.
Yeah,
the
that
first
is
time that the first time that the 18-time nominee takes
18
the stage.
18 times?
18 times, but no wins?
Yeah.
She's got
fun.
Oh, then she's gonna win this year.
Yeah, they
she's
have
nominated
to.
This year. Always folk.
Love that.
Wow. So cool. We don't know if Taylor's performing or not. TBD. That aside, I'm sure she'll win a couple of Grammys.
Yeah.
If not one at least. I'm not saying that she's gonna win 100. Because a lot of this is for like anti-hero and whatever and you know
Midnights
and like maybe would be great but there was a lot of really good music this year I'm not trying to discount anybody else's music and think that Taylor and be stupid enough to think that Taylor Swift will sweep the whole night again but I think that she'll walk away with at least one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think you know why bother being in the building if you're not going to walk away with
totally.
At least one, especially if you're Taylor Swift. Do we think that she's going to bring Travis to the Grammys? Because
I doubt it.
It's the beginning of Super Bowl week.
Yeah, I don't.
Although it is
think
in,
so.
In Los Angeles, and the Super Bowl's in Vegas, so it's like not that far away.
I could
night.
He's I could see it happening, but I don't know.
I was just about to say he's not performing.
He's not performing.
He's not performing on Sunday.
Yeah. It is a performance.
It is a performance.
Yeah.
But he's not playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
But, right, so there's no football this weekend.
There's no football. Yeah, so he could, easily could. But I guess, I don't know if maybe people would give him a hard time for it because, like, maybe, like, he should be, like, focused on the big game. Like,
I guess. Practicing. But, like, you got to be focused every minute of every day.
Yeah, but it's one night, yeah.
It's not, he's still got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
I would love to have them have their first red carpet debut.
I think it would be amazing.
Yeah.
And I just feel like this is a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Also, as February 1st / 10th, 8th, whatever days that we're are upon us, Reputation.
Oh.
All the days that people think that it's going to happen. Some people think February 1st. Some people think the first day of Tokyo Tour.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing, first day of Tokyo Tour.
Sounds like first week of February, we're getting some.
I refuse to fall into this trap.
I know,
again.
I'm
sorry. I will not put on my tinfoil hat. I won't put on my tinfoil hat. I refuse. Too much of a clown last time. That
I know.
I can't do it to myself anymore. So
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm just now getting impatient, like,
she has to announce it soon, I feel like.
Just an announcement. We're not even asking for the album.
Yeah.
But if we got the album, I would fucking die.
I know. People are like, you guys are so greedy.
Reputation.
You just need, like,
I know.
She puts out new stuff all the time. I was like, well, you know what?
I know she does. And yeah, I am greedy. And yeah. No, but now it's been a while.
Yeah.
We've had
1989
since end of October.
Yeah.
And it's been lovely. And I'm wearing my 1989 merch today.
Yeah, it looks
awesome.
And
it's great. Yeah, it's super cute, right? A big oversized sweater. I love it. And it's fantastic. I listen to it on the way to work still, but I gotta listen, you know, I think I'm in a Reputation era of my own.
Oh.
And so I really need to, like,
okay, yes,
listen guilt-free
right.
is what I need. Like, because I'm listening sometimes.
I don't carry any guilt when I listen to her.
I just want to post, like, in
yeah,
my stories.
But I, see, I, on the
without people being like,
Instagram, what? But on the Instagram, I posted those pictures of them from last night, Travis and Taylor, and I added Endgame on the song.
Oh, yeah, Endgame. Yeah, but that makes sense. That makes total sense.
Yeah, and
I'm
like, are people
going to
be mad? But it's like, she makes enough fucking money.
She does.
Like, it's okay.
She does.
It's
I know
okay.
that it's fine, but I still am like, I'm trying to be loyal. I'm trying to be
a
loyal Swiftie, and I'm like, you know what? She wants us to wait. She wants us to do whatever she's going to do, waiting for the big reveal. I also don't want to make myself sick of the songs. Like, not that I'm ever sick of these songs, but like, I want the to
yeah,
drop
I get what you mean.
So I can fucking listen to them on repeat for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I keep mixing it in right now, it's not going to be that exciting when
yeah.
it comes through. Like, I've taken a bit of a hiatus from Reputation. Wow. So one, for respect, but also two, so when it drops,
it hits harder.
My brain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to hit harder. So I'm just excited. And I know that one of these days it'll be here.
Mm.
And I'm just looking for it now. We need like a power surge. Like, and I think this is the time. Like, our bitch is going to the Super Bowl. Like, shit's going down.
Mm.
The concerts are starting back up. We've got all this shit going on. I think that our stars will be back on the rise. And maybe this is just me explaining exactly what seasonal depression is and that we're just coming out of it. Like, it could also be that.
Yeah.
I can't tell what is...
Like, we're down
where
bad.
Where I should thank Taylor or where I should thank, like, Mother Nature.
Mm.
Basically, they're one and the same at this point.
Yeah, they are. She controls... Like the weather, she controls everything.
She controls
based
the weather.
Her music, yeah.
Taylor controls the weather.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to get my hopes up.
I know, me neither.
I really don't.
Me neither, but they're already there.
Yeah, but
if
yeah,
I'm being
she
real,
was
they're
rocking the curly hair last night. She was. She looked very rep coded last mm-hmm. night. And so did Travis in his all black outfit.
Ooh, he looked good in the
yeah,
all black
yeah,
showing up.
Yeah.
You know I love an all black ensemble.
Yeah, with the Louboutin boots.
Yeah,
looking slay.
Taylor's favorite.
And I loved the Chiefs caption. Knew he was a killer for some that I saw him. So awesome. If you guys don't know, Travis's Instagram name is Killa Trav.
Killa Trav.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really smart, really clever stuff.
Yeah,
all
love
over
it.
The place.
Yeah,
just raw. We're throwing Easter eggs
Did
out
you
as
see
much as we can.
The part where she was like, all right, we have dad. Where's Jason? Taylor?
Yeah,
like on
yeah,
the
yeah,
field.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, all right, we have
when
dad.
They're looking for everyone.
We're like, where's dad? Like,
she's so like, she's so caring. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Her on the field.
Yeah.
The fact that she was able to go on the field, I think, is
I know,
a crazy,
it was crazy
thing.
I'm Just sure because, security like, was shitting they their
They were
pants.
Right there. Yeah,
yeah,
they were, and they were all surrounding her the whole time.
Yeah.
And I guess the difference you know, you think back about other celebrities. Obviously, everyone on the field is a celebrity because they're all they just played the fucking game. They got their friends, their family, all that shit goes down. And in other games, like I just don't think anyone has ever dated someone this famous. Like I try to think back about like Tom and Giselle,
right?
Giselle, maybe the other like second most famous person that's ever dated an NFL player, Giselle. And even she is not the level of fame of Taylor Swift. Like, it's just not the same level of fame. Even Jessica Simpson back in the day, not as famous as Taylor Swift is now. Like, it's
like
just
Simone Biles, but like,
not even, no. Like, yes and no. Yes, but in like, the way of like, but she's not getting like mobbed.
Press coverage, yeah.
Like, you're not getting mobbed with people. People respect these women and know that they're famous and know what their job is. But with Taylor, it's there is that level of like a parasocial relationship where everybody just is in awe over the fact that this is a human being, this is a person that exists who feels so close to you, and it becomes like a weird thing. Like people freak the fuck out. But I want to play this video. It's a negative video, but the one I sent you before, the New York Post posted it. I'm gonna play it, which I think is so crazy. And I hold on, just wait a sec. Ravens fans scream to Taylor Swift. Listen to this.
Oh.
So it says.
Yeah, they're like, you're ruining football.
It says at the beginning she walks by and they're like, Taylor, this is leaving, going off into the field. It's like, Taylor, you did that shit. You did that shit, like mad. And she's like, I didn't do anything. And then someone else says, hey, Taylor, you're ruining football. You're ruining football. Fuck you.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? And so that's right. And so I was like, this is crazy.
Sound like a woman's voice, too.
It did. Yeah. Which, again, like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Like, don't say that shit. You know that that's not true. You know this isn't real.
Just salty losers.
Going all the way back to what we were saying before about how much, like, money and everything she's generated for the NFL in general. I would go as far as to say that Taylor Swift has done the exact opposite of ruined football. Yeah. She has done nothing but open it up to a broader audience. Yeah. And I know we talk about this until we're blue in the fucking face. But it's like, I can't believe that people are trying to like yell it in her face and stuff. Like, that to me
just
is
so salty. Like, you just look so bitter. You look like a clown.
You look like a clown.
Yeah.
Dance for me, clown. That's how you fucking look. I'm sick of it, G. These people are nuts. Like, they're nuts.
I mean, how crazy you have to be to say it to her directly.
Yell it to her face.
Too. Yeah.
In like a, she's walking like underneath the thing to go out onto the field.
Yeah.
And so it's her first time going through like the, what's that called?
The tunnel?
The tunnel. Yeah. First time going through the tunnel. She's going out there. She's getting ready to go outside. Ooh, we're on the field. Probably the first time she's been on the field apart from like, I don't know, if she's ever performed at a football game or something. Certainly not the Super Bowl. We know that. So, like, she's going out there. This is a totally different thing than what she's ever done before.
Yeah.
Everybody's out there celebrating. She runs right into Travis's arms, basically says, like, fuck you, that person says she's ruining football. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And they share a kiss of the century.
A lot of kisses.
A lot of kisses. Yeah. A lot of hugging. A lot of cuteness. I can't believe it. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Just
like,
the
thanks.
Cutest.
And he was like, I appreciate you always coming out. And seemed like there was some whispers of I love you.
It looked like there were I love you whispers.
It looked like there was I love you.
Yeah, it did.
There were some high quality, I don't know what kind of iPhones these people had, because you could hear it word for word. I was like,
it
damn.
Was crazy how you could hear exactly what they were saying. Yeah. I'm sure that, you know, obviously they know that. They're not, there's cameras inches from their faces. Like, they were kissing and there were four cameras. TV cameras.
Yeah.
Not even regular cameras. Around them.
And it's funny because like all the camera guys' faces too, they're like we know we're getting the money shot.
No,
like,
literally, like all of them were
so all hyped. Smiling
and,
so
and
hard.
And to be honest, like as much as we shit on the camera people, whatever, shout out to the camera people for getting
seriously,
that moment.
Shout out
that
to the
was a time
people.
Where Taylor says, all right, I'm going on the field and I'm gonna kiss my man and I know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, like,
I know that the cameras are gonna surround us and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And if they're fine with it, then catch that fucking moment because it was really, really sweet.
Really, really wholesome. And really, I really liked how she, I mean, it's such a basic human
trait
to, you know, she like obviously knew that Travis was going to go to Donna. And then the dad came, like she stood on the side, like she stood on the side for Jason.
It's humility.
Like, yeah. She like knows her place. Mm-hmm. And I respect that a lot because I feel like sometimes people like with Wags and their husbands, like they just want to be next to him all the time. So they gotta give him his space to celebrate with all of his family members. And yeah, it was just really just so sweet. My mom texted me Taylor's on the field and I literally was like, what?
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I could not believe my eyes. And you're absolutely right about that. It's just, it's respect. It's a respect thing.
Respect,
she comes down and she's like, of course, the mother is going to, he's going to speak to his mother first. That's his fucking mom. Like, duh. And then, you know, he sees her next and then he talks to his dad and you know, then he sees Jason, who was off giving like another interview. Like the reason Jason wasn't in that huddle is because he was off talking to somebody else about Travis. But like because I saw that on the other side. I saw Jason's interview and then I saw that end and him go over and find Travis.
Yeah, that
so
video
I was like,
was
all right.
So cute too.
So cute.
But they're like crying.
They're like, I know they're crying. Yeah. They have just, there's so much love in that family. Yeah. I have goosebumps, honestly, about it. Like, there's so much love in that family.
Yeah, it's very cute.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
And it's such an interesting dynamic. Like, it's unlike anything that any of us could ever understand.
Yeah.
Like,
and I appreciate these big, burly men shedding some tears.
Showing emotion, being supportive,
hugging,
being sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Always being thankful to their parents and thankful to their wives and their girlfriends and whoever.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so sweet. Their kids, Jason is always thanking his kids, like, it's just,
it's very refreshing.
It is. It's refreshing. And I think that that has a lot to do. I think that Travis and his family have a lot to do with why this is so popular. Like, of course, Taylor Swift being involved in the NFL, dating an NFL guy is one thing. But if she was dating some guy who didn't have, like, his own lore, I don't think we care that much. I think it's just like, oh, Taylor Swift's here, and she's dating Joe Blow on the Jets, and nobody cares, who doesn't have a brother in the league, and his family's uninteresting, and they're, you know,
they
live off the grid.
Yeah, they have, like, their own like storyline or life, you know, like they're the two brothers in the NFL. Like, I mean, people love that.
People are obsessed with the Kelce brothers.
Yeah,
like, people, whether they are the two that people, despite whatever team you root for, I've never heard anybody say bad shit about them.
In
terms of how they play.
Yeah,
and just as like teammates,
people,
like people, everybody always says positive things about them.
I mean, they're the only people in the world that I can listen to an hour long podcast about football. Like,
I watched their whole episode.
I always tune into New Heights.
Yeah,
and I don't know what they're saying half the time. But I like to listen.
Right. They work in a lot of real life shit. And obviously the brother dynamic is what really sells it. They're so comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
It's automatic chemistry. It's automatic, like, everything. And I think that people are so invested in, and obviously, of course, the Kelce documentary about Jason.
Yeah.
So they are their own storyline, like you said. And I think that combining these two storylines, like a beloved family, a beloved NFL family, and a beloved pop star coming together,
it's crazy.
It's gonna be what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And it is really, like, I don't know. It's exciting. It's inspiring. It makes you feel like, wow, this is a fairy tale. Like, this is a romantic comedy. Like,
it's,
this is a
so
Hallmark
cute.
Movie. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I understand some of the people that think, like, oh my god, this is scripted, this is fake, like,
totally.
The NFL is rigging it for the Chiefs and whatever. And I get now where you're coming from, now that we're at this point, because I'm like, what the fuck, I can't believe that this is all reality.
I know,
for, you know, and you know, we're watching it, it's reality, it's literally their lives.
Yeah.
So imagine being them. Like,
every time I see it, like, anything that has to do with Taylor Swift and being on the field, I'm just like, I cannot believe she's dating Travis Kelce.
It's,
like,
just crazy.
It's crazy.
He's giving his fight for your right to party speech, and she's, like, laughing and rolling her eyes.
I know.
I'm like,
us. I wanted to talk about that, too, because I thought that her reaction to his speech was so funny.
It was hilarious. It was exactly,
like,
it was
oh
a Kylie.
Like,
it was like,
she was, like, cringing a little.
It was a Kylie Kelce response.
Yeah,
being like, oh, Jesus. Like, dear God, here we go again.
Yeah.
And that is,
Las Vegas!
No,
like, why are you talking,
I can't,
like, that?
With that shit. And to be fair, the first time I ever saw Travis Kelce, when they won the Super Bowl, like, last year or whatever, whenever they won it last, he gave that same speech and did all that bullshit. And that's when I stopped, like, I was like, I don't like him. I don't know him, and I don't like him. I don't vibe with him. That's not my shit.
Yeah.
Now that I know he has this lovable interior,
yes,
I can deal with a little fight for your right to party.
Yeah,
when,
he just, he likes that.
High.
He likes that line.
He likes that line. He loves a microphone.
He loves a microphone.
He loves a microphone.
Yeah.
Like, he's just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And it's... if you can balance out that kind of behavior with such excellent behavior, mm-hmm. then you're allowed to blow off steam every once in a while, and you're not a problem. Nobody has a problem with that. And now we know they can do that. And so
he
Taylor
can't be
can
perfect.
Just,
he has to do some things.
Exactly,
that
can't be perfect. These Kelce boys, they're gonna do what they're gonna do. But that, but Taylor's response, her like reaction was
so
very,
funny.
Very Kylie Kelce. I said, she's like it's very
like her tongue was
like Jason took his shirt off. He's jumping out of the thing. Oh Jesus Christ! Like that's it looks like they've got you know. That to me is like, oh, they're gonna be looking at him like that for a long time.
Oh, so cute.
And I really hope it. I really hope
me
it because
me too. I know.
If this whole
if they
thing,
break up, I will actually be so
oh,
sad.
Oh no. Like I can't even put that in the universe. Like I know. It's too we're all in too deep.
I know. Like I feel like
we're in love with with these people. We're in love with Travis. We're in love with Taylor. Like it's just and it's crazy how I just don't – I don't know if this story becomes such a big deal if it wasn't just the perfect storm. It was the absolute
it is,
perfect
it's
storm.
It's just so
the way they got together,
rom-com
I wrote,
movie.
I made her a friendship bracelet and then with my number on it, and then we're going on
he's
dates.
He's the
and
star tight end. She's the star – she's the biggest pop star in the world. It writes – the book writes itself.
It's crazy. I wonder how much like fan fiction is floating on the internet
I
right
now. I
can't
even imagine.
You know?
I can't imagine. How my 12-year-old self
how
would
How do you
be.
Like get to fan fiction now? Like I used to be Tumblr.
Wattpad?
What's that?
Do you know Wattpad?
Wattpad? No.
That's like where you write the fan fiction.
Shit. But it used to be Tumblr.
Yeah, Tumblr. And but
and then Tumblr
Wattpad
turned
was
into
a
other
big
things.
Thing Wattpad. On Tumblr too. Like you would link your fan fiction on Wattpad on your Tumblr. Yeah.
Okay. One time I read a fan fiction about Harry and Ginny Weasley. But it was
Harry
before
I read one about
before they even got together though. Like before we knew they were together in the books.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? And I was kind of into it.
Interesting. I read one about Hermione and
Draco.
Yeah.
That's the one that everybody knows.
Everybody
knows about that one.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Yeah.
I was
anyway.
Obsessed with fan fiction.
No, it's so fun. It's so fun. Well, people are just, in my head at the time, especially, fan fiction was like creative writing. Like, oh, how exciting. Like, we're just making a story loosely based. And like, well, we have
but
the characters already.
But now it's weird because people are like making actual movies based off like Harry Styles fans, like the After series.
Yeah, of course.
Like, those are all like Harry Styles fan fiction, which is like kind of weird and
I don't like
violating.
Yeah, I think it's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that. Well, I guess people that don't know it. Like, it's just, you know, you hope that it takes off. Like, I knew that because I'm a fan, but there are people that watch that don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
But still, you're right. It is a little uncomfortable. It's a little weird. Like, But you have to change it up enough.
Excuse me.
For it to,
sorry.
It's okay. We're saying on radio, this whole office right now, everybody is sick. Everyone in this house is sick. My throat hurts. My throat feels like fucking knives right now. G is coughing up a lung. I'm coughing up a lung.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's
the water, like,
no, you're fine.
My throat.
We were saying on radio before that this whole place is, it's like a daycare.
Yeah.
It's like a child's. Yeah. It's like school for kids, you know, where all the kids are sick and then they bring it home to their families.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
We're all sick. So that's a nightmare, but we will prevail. We will live
on. We will prevail. We will.
Trying to think.
Rachel Zegler said that she wants to open for Taylor Swift's tour in Tokyo.
So interesting.
And people are like, yeah. And
but
I'm
like, who, like, how did
what
this come about? You told me about this before we started. Like, did she just tweet this randomly?
So she covered Forever and Always.
Which I'm not a Rachel Zegler hater, by the
no,
way.
No, I'm not a Rachel Zegler hater.
I'm just curious how she got herself in this one.
She covered Forever and Always, posted it on Twitter today.
Oh.
And people were like, oh, like, you should open for Taylor Swift.
Oh, you should.
And she was like, I would love to do that.
Do you think if I posted a story on here, if I posted myself singing Forever and Always, people would be like, oh, my God, you should
open
for Taylor Swift. I'd be like,
Taylor Swift.
What if you just called Taylor up?
Yeah.
Like, that's the vibes. Oh, my God, Rachel's like, oh, you should open for Taylor Swift. Like, does she even know her?
I don't know, but she said that she would be down to do it. And I mean, obviously, it's not going to happen, but I just thought it was kind of funny.
No, it's hilarious.
Like,
she'd be down to do
it. She doesn't have an opener?
Maybe not, but I don't know. I thought that she had a whole, like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the details are about that. I haven't been keeping close watch. I thought that Sabrina Carpenter was supposed to be opener for everybody,
same.
But maybe not. Like, maybe something weird. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know who the openers are going to be. I don't know what's going on, but I do think that, I do think it's gonna be exciting whoever is there. I'm sure that she has special surprises. I'm sure that these international shows are gonna be something else entirely.
I'm excited.
Reminder, all of the surprise songs are reset.
Yes.
So that's fun and exciting. And yeah. Yeah. That's it. So we are going to be doing, should we be doing our
second episode.
Second episode will be this week. Thank you everybody who left voicemails and everything. If you are still looking to leave a voicemail, go ahead to our Instagram and find that information so you can do that. And we will do all those on Thursday.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you guys.